What's up, everybody? On my way out to get a little work done for the Lord, amen. Hope to see you out in the vineyard. Been a little lackadaisical in the things we need to be doing to save souls, amen. Now it's time to get real in Christ Jesus. See you in the vineyard. You better
work.
Get moving. Take the leap of faith.
Yourself.
I want to become physically fit.
One day long ago in Jerusalem, all the Holy Ghost came and laid fire on them. They were speaking in an unknown tongue. Peter stood up as their spokesman. They cried,
that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God.
Come on, put those hands together.
And you are not your own. 1 Corinthians 6:19.
Be a lean, clean fighting machine.
Rejoice!
Be glad! Be glad! Be glad!
I believe I will see a brand new me.
Come on, let's praise him here. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let's exalt his name together. Hey!
A God-given responsibility. God has put us in this body, he's given us bodies. We've got to take care of them.
Come on, clap your hands in here and praise the Lord. Come on, come on, everybody. That's it. Come on, clap those hands. Let's give him some praise. Woo! Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, come on, everybody. Come on. If you know he's hard, then come on and say it.
If we make the commitment, we will reap the reward.
This question is for everyone anticipating heaven. Won't it be grand?
Won't it be grand
when we all
together?
We will be praising the Lord.
We will be praising
the Lord around.
Around the
there'll be no sorrow,
no
care. Saints will be rejoicing.
Everyone,
won't it be
grand?
Won't it be grand? Get there, we're gonna have a time.
We're gonna have a time.
I'm going to a better place. I've got a heaven on.
Heaven on my mind. Won't it be grand?
Won't it be grand?
Before
we will be praising the Lord.
We'll be praising the Lord.
Praising him around. There'll be no sorrow,
no
care. Saints will be rejoicing.
Tell me,
won't it be grand? Let me say it again.
Can't wait
till I get there. We're gonna have a time.
We're gonna have a time.
I'm going to a better place. I've got heaven on
my mind.
Won't it be
grand?
We will be praising the Lord.
We will be
praising the Lord.
Everywhere.
Won't it be?
African-American women in particular, we are so busy nurturing others, we forget to nurture ourselves.
Eating properly and exercising can actually save your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, pray, Peter.
Present your bodies a living sacrifice unto the Lord, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service.
You gotta say, move, mountain,
mountain,
move, mountain,
mountain,
move, mountain,
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 mountain.
soldier. Let us welcome one of God's greatest singers. Amen. One who has paid many dues in the gospel industry. Amen. We present to you Atlanta's own Brother James Bignon and the Deliverance Class Choir.
He said, above all things, I want you to prosper and be in good health. Because he knew that as disciples of God, in order to do his work, you got to be in good health.
Discipline, hard work, and being persistent.
Magnify.
Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength.
Every believer in Christ is an overcomer. When you're spiritually challenged, find consolation in these words. If you put your trust in Jesus, your deliverance,
deliverance
will.
deliverance will. Your deliverance will. My experience tells me your deliverance. Have faith. Your deliverance. Wait a minute. If you have no joy in your life, hold on. It will come. Here's a word of advice. Look to Jesus.
Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospereth.
It's kind of hard to be a kingdom with broken down bodies.
Set me free.
Set me free.
When I think about honey, pop me up.
Lord,
Man, to walk myself to good health. Come on, clap your hands and stomp your feet. I want you to clap your hands and stomp your feet.
Steps of a good man are directed by the Lord. He delights in each good step we take. Psalm 37:23.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10.
Come on, deliverance, let's say it. Yep.
If I hold my peace.
If I hold my peace.
If I hold my
peace. Let the Lord
fight
my battle. Regina.
If I go to God and pray,
I know
my burdens and leave them there.
If
I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle. I know victory shall be mine.
If I hold my peace,
if I hold my peace,
if I wait on
it,
wait on it. If I'm strong, if I'm steadfast, it's mine.
walking was a necessary part of one getting from point A to point B, from here to there. Jesus, I believe, was a very incredibly healthy person.
Walking helps one spiritually as well as physically.
Fulfillment that you've done something for your body, for yourself.
Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna!
The key is adjusting your mindset to make physical activity a part of your daily life.
For God to use us, we have to be in good health. Our minds thinking clearly, our bodies working well, in order that we may carry out His mission.
Oh, come on, y'all ain't getting on enough. Come on, young people. Let's bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah.
Remain healthy people.
Come on, sing it, come on.
God created us to walk, and I think he knew that walking would be good for us. It does something for the whole body, and it helps clear the mind.
Once you get started, you build momentum, and it becomes easier. Maintaining good health is a lifelong process. It requires ongoing commitment and positive reinforcement.